This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, well, how many of you guys lie to your kids? Whether they're grown up or they're young, how many of you lie to your kids? Oh, I do. I lie all the time to my kids. I think I just lie all the time, actually, come to think of it. You know, like they'll make you something ceramic in school, okay? And then they bring it home, and you're like, what the hell is this, right? And you're like, oh, it looks wonderful, right? Or they're listening to a song, you know, and, you know, they go, Mom, what do you think of the song? You know, I want to look cool. I'm like, yeah, that's good. Man, that's sick. Yeah, it's awesome. Great song. And I'm like, oh, gosh, that sounds horrible, all right? You know, or Mom, how did I play? You know, and they like really blew it, you know, dropped the ball, missed some goals, right? My kids like play lacrosse. Yeah, messed up. They were benched the whole time. Awesome, man. You were the best. Okay. So we lie to our kids all the time. In fact, I think the only thing I have ever said to my kids that was truthful was, well, I love them. That's truthful. And their birthdays. I mean, I've told them their birthdays. That's truthful. Other than that, I think everything else has been some sort of a lie or a white lie or an exaggeration. Yeah. All right. So we lie to the kids. All right. So one thing I have lied to my kids about, and the reason why I'm bringing this up is I think I'm at the point now where I think my kids are going to need some therapy or something. All right. Because they're starting to find out the truth about some things. And, I've kind of purported myself and, you know, described myself as being a really, really good girl growing up. Yeah. And I was pretty religious, you guys know, and I, you know, I tell guys to leave me alone because the Lord will smite us, right, if I have sex before marriage. So, but I, you know, I did have my wild days. Okay. We all have. And, I have two kids, as you know, right? The older boy, you really don't know what he's thinking. I mean, I do because I'm his mommy, but for the most part, you have just no idea if he's in a good mood or a bad mood or whatever. He has the same face no matter what. Then I have the younger kid who's a little bit more demonstrative. You know, once puberty comes, then you're not going to be able to read him either. So the older boy was helping clean up, you know, clean out the garage, whatever. This was, you know, a few months back, and he finds a couple pictures of me. Okay? Didn't even recognize it was me. Now, I keep everything. Everything. So, there was one picture, I guess, taken at my bachelorette party. And all you see is me in the picture with the stripper, right, dancing in front of me. I wasn't doing anything, I was just laughing. But my son finds a picture, doesn't realize it's my bachelorette party. He just sees basically a 99% naked guy dancing with mommy. Then he finds another picture. I don't even remember going out with this guy or even remember having a picture taken. But then he sees me, right, in the picture with some other guy just standing there. Then he sees me in a picture in, remember I told you I was Inside Out for Halloween. Where Inside Out, I wore my clothes, then I wore my bra and panties, then I had Kleenex on the bra and a maxi pad on the panties, right? I was Inside Out, right? He finds that picture. Yeah, and he's starting to now see this underlying theme that, you know, my mommy might have been a little bit more of a hoochie mama than, you know, she led us to believe. And And, you know, he just kind of puts it out, but doesn't, you know, doesn't. And, you know, my husband goes, you know, I found some pictures, you know, from back in medical school. And I'm like, oh, so what? Yeah, you know, they're on Facebook now. He's like, well, I think I was a little bit shocked. Yeah, well, I have my clothes on. I, you know, they go, what, really? Really, mommy doesn't use a maxi pad? Please. Okay, the boy needs to grow up. Well, yesterday, I took him out to dinner. Because we went to Buffalo Wild Wings, right? We took him to, we took him out. Because he, I think it's like Dollar Wings night. I don't know. There's something about Dollar Wings. So I was like, you know what? If I'm only spending a dollar, that's good. Well, yeah, but he ordered 20 wings. So that didn't work out. So I'm there. And somebody comes up to the table who recognizes who I am, right? And starts to flirt. Okay? And I changed the subject to sports, obviously, because, you know, I'm not going to sit here and, you know, accept a flirt. You know, I know how to deflect a little bit. Okay? You know, because I'm with my son. And immediately I could tell how uncomfortable my son got. Okay? It was weird. I could feel it. Okay? Somebody flirting with his mama, with him sitting there. Now, I'm not saying the kid is going to eventually need therapy. But, you know, what do you do when you've been lying to your kid or lying to your husband or lying to somebody? And all of a sudden, they start to see you in a different light. And that could destroy their whole... I mean, he's 16. 16 years of what his mama was. And his mama was an angel. His mama was just, you know. So what I've been doing with my psychological background, and I have a lot of psychological training, is I am basically preparing him, right? And very slowly interjecting, okay, little things into his psyche, so it's not much of a shock, okay? So, for example, all right, let's say we're watching a movie and somebody gets divorced. Oh, there's that commercial where the kid tells his mom, don't kiss on the first date, right, while the kid is sitting there playing video games. So I turn to him and say, look, okay, if I ever leave your dad and I date somebody new, okay, I would never kiss him on the first date, all right? I would just have sex with him, okay? Okay, see, now, when I tell my kids something like that, because it's not true, it's not going to be that psychologically damaging. So if I do end up starting to date again, if my husband leaves me, my son will hopefully be ready. It's a very, very smart psychological technique that we use, okay, where you joke about something, right? And it's jokeable because you know it's not true, but right, they're preparing themselves for, well, you know, mom talks about this all the time. Now, I would never leave my husband, but my husband may want to leave me. And the reason why he may want to leave me is he may listen to my show one day and go, really, she's been lying to me this whole time? Yeah. Duh. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Jennifer writes, hi, doctor. My husband's been suffering with watery blisters on the palm of his hands. The doctor told him that it was eczema. They gave him creams to rub on his hands, but it doesn't seem to work. What other options does he have to stop the itching and pain? It's starting to affect sleep. Also, he's 35, and this has been going on for a year, and he never knew he had eczema. So this could just come on all of a sudden. Unfortunately, yeah. You know, when you have these kind of blisteries, you know, blistery, weepy type of eczema that comes on, it's called a dyshidrotic eczema. And we've talked about this on the show before. And thank you, Jennifer, for your question. And I'd love to ask you some questions if you could call in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. But I'd like to know what was used. When you get these little balls, these little type blisters, and we'll talk more about it. It's on your hands. It's hard to, keep dry. You know, with eczema, you don't want your skin to be overly wet. So if you have eczema, we tell you not to take baths. We tell you try to avoid swimming pools. Right? If you do go swimming or take a bath, pat it dry. You don't want to rub it. But long periods of time in a bath or water can make eczema worse. Meanwhile, when you have it on the palms of your hands and soles of your feet, that's a very wet, sweaty area. So it's very easy to make it worse. So in addition to using topical steroids, sometimes we'll use cold compresses for the flares. Sometimes we actually need to do oral steroids, or we need to use immunosuppressants. Sometimes we'll use something called Sorolin and UV light, PUVA therapy. There's like chemotherapy they could use, UVA irradiation. I've even heard of using injections where we will inject the areas with botulism toxin. Now, remember we talked about how botulism, we could use the Botox. We could use that for people with hyperhidrosis who sweat a lot under their arms. Well, same thing. You could use botulism toxin to slow down the sweating and the wetness, and it actually does help the eczema. So there's a lot of different things. Let me pull up here. Mayo Clinic has a real, is this Mayo Clinic? No, this is eMedicine. eMedicine has some real nice pictures and some real good explanations. Basically, your dyshidrotic eczema, it's an eczema that will erupt, and it'll be itchy, and it'll be very vesicular. So these little bubbles, vesicular, it's kind of like chicken pox, or like shingles, or like herpes, where it looks like fluid will come out. Fingers, palms, soles. Okay? It could be acute, come on just all of a sudden. It could be recurrent, or it could be chronic. Okay? And they bubble. That's how I know what this eczema is. They bubble. And it could be pretty debilitating. Some people get it, and then it goes away. Sometimes, you know, it gets worse. And when you get it so severely, especially on your fingers, it can start to change the nails. It could mess with the nails and discolor them and cause them to pit and all sorts of stuff. They even found, this is interesting, back in 2015, if you have this dyshidrotic eczema, you may be more at risk for shingles. Right? There's apparently a strong association between the two, and that kind of makes sense. Okay, you know, this eczema is very inflammatory, it's very abrupt, stressful. So I wouldn't be surprised that if you had the varicella virus sitting around, you could then be more at risk for it deciding to erupt. So basically, it follows kind of this chronic intermittent course, usually middle age. So if her husband is 35, makes sense. Many times it'll go away, though, after a couple weeks. Okay? So what do we tell you to usually do? Well, you want to watch out for any allergens that can make it worse. You got to be careful with, like I always tell people to avoid these hand sanitizers because sometimes the alcohol will be too caustic for it. You got to be careful of nickel, irritants. So sometimes we'll even get an asthmatic specialist involved. And they have, I guess, this severity index, the dyshidrotic eczema area and severity index. So they basically look at the redness, the desquamation or the peeling of it, as eMedicine describes, the itch, the extent of affected areas, and then they decide. So, you know, with most eczemas, we don't know why. For me, I always thought that it had to do with the sweat glands because the palms of your hands and the soles of your feet are more wet. Now, a 2009 case report found that I was right. Oh, actually, it didn't. I'm sorry. 2009 case report said the sweat glands did not play a role. Okay, but I'm right, and I tell you why. Right, because you sweat there. They did find, though, that it is an aggravating factor in 40% of the patients. So if botulism atoxin or Botox works, it's because of it minimizing the sweat. All right, let me see here. Nickel, cobalt, sensitivity to ingested metals, even bacteria infection could worse. All right, stress could make it worse, even genetic. Right, they actually found the gene. They've been doing a lot of research on that. They have been very busy. So how many people get it? They say 5 to 20% of patients with hand eczema get it. And what's very interesting is many people would get their dyshidrotic eczema, all right, during warmer climates, like spring and summer months. There was a Swedish study where they found that dyshidrotic eczema accounted for 1% of the initial consultations. So it's not the most common, but when I see it, you know it. The peak incidence, when does it really hit? Most commonly, 20 to 40 years old. So a 35-year-old makes sense, but you could get in their 70s, you could get it even as a kid. All right, so like I said, it comes on, it's kind of bubbly, it's very itchy. All right, stress can make it worse, even HIV. Certain work exposures, recreational exposures, so jewelry. All right, and, you know, sometimes even people that were treated, let's say they had Guillain-Barré or they had some sort of a, condition that we needed to suppress their immune system for. Sometimes this IVIG could even promote it. So it's something to think about. So like I said, you have this, you go to the dermatologist, you let them take a look at it. They're usually going to, try the topicals first, but sometimes you need oral, sometimes you need, UV light, sometimes you need more, directed therapy on it. All right. But, great question. 1-877. Somebody asked about Retin-A. I don't know about Retin-A. I believe since Retin-A is a drying agent, yes, it could work. I think years ago they studied that. I need to find out. I remember they studied it, and I thought it worked, but don't quote me on that. I have to look up the study. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So an e-cigarette exploded in an Iowa man's mouth. I don't know if you guys have seen the pictures on this. You know, I've never tried an e-cig. I would love to, right? I would, I apologize, you know, for saying that, but it just, you see all the flavors, and I just want to see what the hype is about. Why? You know, why is everybody so excited? But, unfortunately, Andrew Hall would say, don't do it. Of Pocatello, all right, he tweeted this, or was this on Facebook? So I haven't made it back home yet, still in the hospital, but for those requesting the pictures, oh, hold on a second, I'm having an issue. Here you are. Tell me, for those that still think it's fake, I would love to get your professional take now. Also, I apologize, I had a good amount of painkillers in me the last 2 days. I had my Twisted RDA on at the time and was using my Brown LGHG2s for my battery. Just pulled off charger and these picks from my bathroom. And you see what looks like an explosion, kind of, right? A small explosion in the bathroom. You even see the wall have the black soot on there. He says the torch marks are on the wall and roof are continuations from my face. Also, the explosion broke his sink. This is some crazy stuff. He could have died. I'm interested in the same comments from certain people to see what kind words you have to say now. Thanks again for your patience. And again, not against vaping. Just letting you know this clearly is a possibility. Andrew, I would say, can you please be against vaping? I would say it's a safe choice. Because, wow, that could have killed you. So he was vaping before going to work this week, and the device blew up. He's a father of three. He was rushed to intensive care at a local hospital. Doctors had to remove chunks of plastic from his throat and lips. He has second-degree burns on his cheek. He says, I vape. I know terrible and I'm cool, but I no longer do. And I hope to possibly sway those to do or maybe reevaluate or find other methods of smoking. He's a 30-year-old car salesman. So obviously you need your face, right? You need to be, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, the journey of the conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
On the Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So one of the headlines today is how bills will surprise patients who go out of network. Now, talked about in-network and out-of-network. And apparently patients using specialists outside their health plan network often receive these bills that are a surprise to them for services that cost way more than what Medicare considers a fair rate. Now, this is according to a new study. Now, this in-network versus out-of-network has been an absolute cluster. So basically, this started back in the HMO and the PPO days, where an insurance company said, look, we made a deal with this group of providers, and they will take the cheaper, crappy rate that we promised to give them in exchange for giving them patients. So we will drive you to this group of doctors, They're going to be in your network. Our insurance company is not called an insurance company. It's a network of doctors and benefits. So this network is going to be available to just you, this network. And these prices are available to just you by our insurance. Now, the doctors are like, gosh, this rate really stinks. Yeah, but at least we don't have to advertise. At least the patients come in. You know, if they, let's say, with an HMO, they capitate us, we know we're going to get paid each month. We don't have to sit here and file claims where 3 out of 5 claims don't get paid. So many doctors said they'll take it. Give us our few thousand dollars each month. We'll see all the patients in the network if you want. Okay? And we, you know, get to know that at least we're getting paid. And we know where our patients are coming from, and we know where our patients can get their services. So many doctors liked it. Okay? I was on an HMO, and I had to get off of it. Because the surgeons that I knew in town, that I was very comfortable with, okay, weren't in that network. So the patient comes in with his HMO booklet and says, you got to pick a doctor here. I go, I don't know these guys. You pick, let me know who you want to go to, and I'll send the referral. Well, he comes back having major atrophy of his trapezius muscle, right, and part of his neck and back muscle. And he wants to sue. He wants to sue the doctor. This was months later. And he wants to sue me because I referred him. Now, he ended up not suing me because I reminded him, you picked the guy. I did it. All right? You have crappy insurance. All right? I'm not the one that sent you to this person. If this person screwed up, that's between you and them. But don't be dragging me into a lawsuit because that's how it works. Okay, lawyers can make so much money by going, all right, did this surgeon mess up? Yep. Who recommended you see the surgeon? Well, Dr. Smith told me to. Let's get him in here. All right, we could sue him because he should have known that he was sending you to a bad surgeon. Okay, now, maybe this was a side effect that would have happened. Maybe he had, I don't really remember the case, but he had some issue, and he claimed a nerve got cut, and he lost muscle mass. All right, something happened. I just don't know what. But when I saw that I couldn't make sure that you got to go to the doctor who I trusted and who I knew, I'm like, oh, to hell with this. All right? Because my butt is on the line. And thank God I never got sued because I never sent somebody to a person who screwed up. I was very, very fortunate. You know, being in family medicine, you're really at risk. You're responsible for their eyelash all the way down to their toenail. You are responsible for everything. And if somebody else works on your patient, you're responsible there too. It sucks. That's why nobody wants to go into primary care. So sometimes some of us doctors on an HMO will say, I don't like these doctors. You really want to know who I want you to go to? I want you to go to Dr. Blue over there. But Dr. Blue's not in my network. I go, look, you want my honest opinion? This is who I want. This is what I'm going to write down on the chart. Okay? And so if you do go to somebody that I don't like that's in your plan, and I'm not saying doctors in the plan are bad, but many of us, we really, in primary care, get to learn and get to know the people we're sending you to. Okay? I want to know if they're drunk. I want to know if they're half-assed. I want to know how they feel about patients. And I really get to know these people. I get to know them so well. And I trust them. So, and I would let any of them operate on me or take care of me. And it's true. Anybody I've ever sent a patient to has been in one way or another my doctor. The person I sent my patients to for colonoscopies and colon cancer screen is the only one that I had, you know, do my family. The person I sent for gynecology was my gynecologist. Same thing with surgeon, etc. So, if I then was on an insurance that said, no, you know, my patients can't go there, that's a problem. And I would recommend them go out of network. And that's to answer the question, why would anybody go out of network? The problem is you go out of network, it's expensive. Now, according to this article from WebMD, most insurers use rates set by Medicare, which is the publicly funded insurance program for the elderly as well as those who are disabled. They looked at 400,000 U.S. physicians' charges, and they found many doctors bill their private paying patients, this is according to WebMD, 2, 3, or 6 times more than what Medicare pays for the same service. The highest markups, four more times greater than the Medicare rate, were for certain specialty services like anesthesiology, interventional radiology, emergency medicine, and pathology. Now, let's just stop here for a second, okay? When they're talking about this high market, charging six times more what Medicare considers a reasonable amount, let me explain to you what the six times more looks like, okay? When I run a urinalysis test on a patient, okay, and I'm checking for infection, etc., okay, Medicare pays me zero. They used to pay me 40 cents. Some insurances may pay me $2. But now, Medicare pays me zero. So let's say my price that I bill insurance for that urinalysis is $10. Or $15 or $20. How much is a pregnancy test over the counter? 14? So a lot of pregnancy tests in a doctor's offices are 20. All right? We don't get paid $10 or $15 or $20 from the insurance company. Medicare pays you zero for the urine nowadays. All right? Some insurances pay you $2. So somebody could say, oh, Dahlia, bill the insurance $10 for the urinalysis, and Medicare only pays a dollar, she's billing 10 times more. You see where that gets twisted there? So, if I do see a Medicare patient, I can't bill them for what Medicare won't pay. Remember I told you I gave a flu shot, and Medicare paid 14 or 16 cents for that flu shot? I had to stop carrying flu shots. It was ridiculous. You're taking a loss. What do most people charge for flu shot? $25. So somebody could say that you are charging, what, 700%? I don't know what for a flu shot. People charge $25 for a flu shot. Medicare decides to pay 16 cents. You're going to say that's a markup? That's an outrageous markup? So, unfortunately, though, if you're a cash pay, all right, and you actually don't get a discount, then you're paying the full $10 for that urinalysis. Or you could be paying that full $1,000 for that test. If you're going out of network and you have to pay a percentage off of that, that could be high. So the excess charges can overwhelm people who don't get a discount on the full charges. Now, most doctors or medical providers, if you have no insurance, there's a cash discount we give across the board to everybody. So you would benefit from a cash discount. But unfortunately, so this is something that we have talked about for years. This is nothing new. Where we bill insurance, I am not going to bill insurance companies 16 cents for a flu shot. Because if an insurance company was actually going to pay me two full dollars, they'll only pay me the 16 cents. So you want to charge more than what they pay you, just in case you have an insurance company that's good out there. What you need to do, though, is if somebody doesn't have insurance, make sure they can still benefit somehow. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's rock and roll. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So U.S. scientists officially declare the year 2016 to be the hottest year on record. This is according to the Washington Post. They say this is a powerful testament to the warming of the planet. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I am freezing to death right now. I am so cold. I am so cold right now. It has been bitter cold. And I'm supposed to be flying to Reno to give a talk at the Nevada Osteopathic Medical Association. I'm very honored to do this. So I'm supposed to be flying into Reno, and there's supposed to be this big storm, Corey, coming. I think multiple storms coming to the Pacific Northwest. That's definitely going to hit Northern California and Northern Nevada. Okay, sorry, people. Okay, I am trying to pull up a story. I know where Reno is. I live in Nevada. Okay, don't be telling me I lived in Reno, please. All right, so I'm freezing my butt. But two leading U.S. science agencies today jointly declared, so they agree, that 2016 is the hottest year on record, surpassing the previous record set just last year, which had topped the record set in 2014. So 3 years in a row, the Earth is getting warmer. And maybe this. Okay, I mean, the summer did stink. I mean, maybe it is getting hotter. So the average surface temperature in 2016, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, was 0.7, or were, because average surface temperatures, you see how that's a plural? You see what they do when they make the sentence so damn long? It makes you grammatically incorrect. Okay, so average surface temperatures were 0.07 degrees Fahrenheit warmer than 2015. And featured 8 successive months, January through August, that were individually the warmest since the agency's record began back in 1880. Okay, how good could the thermometers have been back in 1880? Please. They didn't have digital stuff. They didn't have Siri. So the average, let me try that. Let me see if my Siri works. Okay, hold on a second. I want to see if Siri knows the temperature. Hold on a second. How do you do Siri? Okay, hold on a second here. I want to try this. What can I help you with? Oh, well, where's the voice? Hold on a second, Siri. Where's your voice? Okay, now I got to be careful because Siri sometimes cusses. Okay, hold on a second, Siri. Here we go. Siri, what's the temperature?
I don't know where you are, but you can help me find out by turning on location services.
Okay,
you can just tell me where to check the weather.
Okay, I live in Las Vegas and I'm freezing my butt off. What the hell's the temperature? Try it again. I live in Las Vegas and I'm freezing my butt off. What's the temperature?
It's currently 48 degrees in Las Vegas.
Yeah, see? See, 48 degrees. Okay, thank you, Siri. You rock. Thank you, Siri, my sister. Thank you.
You don't need to thank me.
Me? Okay, so good. So, yeah, whoa. Can we just take a sidestep here? Did you see how Siri said, I don't need to thank her? Is that why my kids don't say please or thank you? Because they are so used to these phones, right, where you could just ask them anything. What's the temperature? Where's please? Where's thank you? Where's the niceties? No wonder people are so gosh darn rude these days. All right. So anyway, I'm cold. They say the average temperature across the world's land and ocean surfaces was 58.69 degrees Fahrenheit, or 1.69 degrees above the 20th century average of 57 degrees. The agency also noted that the record for the global temperature was has now successively been broken 5 times since the year 2000. 2005 and 2010 were also record warm years. All right, so they're saying it's warm. NASA actually found a bigger leap upward of temperatures in 2016. Well, yeah, because they're up out in outer space, so my guess is, you know, they got nothing better to do than to watch temperatures, so I that doesn't surprise me. Measuring the year as 0.22 degrees Fahrenheit warmer than the prior record year, the agency also noted that just since the year 2001, the planet has seen 16 of the 17 warmest years on record. Okay, now, Donald Trump has tweeted that the global warming is a hoax, and so Scott Pruitt, Trump's controversial nominee for the Environmental Protection Agency, is appearing before the Senate for a tense confirmation hearing, and he has written that the debate over climate change is far from settled. Now, I've had a lot of science classes, obviously. I majored in biology, minored in chemistry. That does not make me an environmentalist or an environmental science expert by any means. Doesn't make me a meteorologist. Doesn't make me understand the Earth's temperatures. But what I do understand is if the Earth is warming up, if our temperatures are rising, that's plausible. Absolutely. It's plausible. Something could be happening with the sun. Could be the solar flares. It could be the way we're orbiting. Okay? I just don't think humans are the direct cause. Now, I understand we have more populations than we ever have. I get that. I understand that we release a lot of gas. I get that. Okay? But what I don't get is spending millions and millions and millions of dollars trying to, like, that's what they're doing. They're studying cow farts. Okay? Yeah, they're using millions of dollars to study cow farts. But what I don't agree with is taking millions and millions of dollars, right, to try to make certain policies that may not affect the Earth's temperature more than 0.00000001 degree. We need to be kind of smart about how we're spending our money and how we're doing the science. Now, mind you, I did work for the EPA when I was in college, and I am a fan of the Environmental Protection Agency, and I am a fan of keeping the environment clean. Absolutely, I think we should decrease pollution. Absolutely, I think we should make sure that we are not burning fuels that are destroying our environment, our landscapes, our plants, our breathing. You know, that I think is hands down that a lot of us can agree with. Okay, but you know, when somebody says we putting things into the air, right, is causing such a global shift of our temperature. Well, we smoke less than we used to. All right? So why doesn't somebody say, well, in the 1960s and the 1970s and the 1950s when people smoked like crazy, that caused global change? Yeah, I mean, we are doing things differently. Okay, if we have all these now smog checks with our car, we've have all sorts of new legislation, right, dealing with pollution. Right? And dealing with recycling and dealing with, you know, all sorts of things that help our environment, then why is the earth getting warmer? I think nature is more of the cause than man. I just do. And so, you know, when they talk about global warming, okay, you could prove to us that the earth is getting warmer, and I get that. That's a concern. If we start to see ice sheets melt, that's a concern. The water levels rise, etc. But what are you and I doing in Las Vegas, Nevada, or Salem, Massachusetts, which, by the way, I want to welcome our newest affiliate, WCCM, in Salem, Massachusetts. You know, what are you and I doing in Minneapolis? What are we doing to make the Arctic ice melt? Well, Dahlia, you're doing something down here, and it's making the earth warmer, and the warm air goes up there, and it melts the ice. I think there's a little more to it. I would like to personally blame the sun. That's just me. Well, the ozone layer protects us, and we're messing with the ozone layer. I get that. I get that we need to protect our environment. We don't want to mess with our ozone layer, and I appreciate that. But if you're going to take billions and billions and billions of dollars away from us and you know, children fighting leukemia and jobs and et cetera, right? To, you know, try to stop something that we may not control, that's a little ridiculous. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.